It was infant through 80, so anybody could, anything could show up. Good morning, everyone. Okay, before we get started today, oh, there's a whacker. I don't know what happened to it. Thank you, sir. Before we get started today, I need somebody to help me out. Okay, before you raise your hand, you gotta know what I need. Okay? I need a horse. You gonna do a horse? All right, you know what you gotta do, right?
Make horse
noises. Oh, I gotta be able to ride a horse. So, are you ready? Okay, no, I'm not gonna ride, but I need you to be a horse. Okay, let me see your best horse.
Nay.
Seriously? That's all you got? Try again.
Nay.
Okay, this horse is going to be a very valuable horse, so it's got to be, you got to really be valuable.
Yay!
All right. See where Peter's at over there? I'll let you go where Peter's at right now. Go over where Peter's at, and when you hear your cue, you come over this way, okay?
Yay!
Yeah, you practice. That's good. Keep practicing.
Yay!
Hey, grandma, I'm talking. Okay. Don't you wish you were a kid again? I just like, man, don't have to do anything all day. Just they feed you, they change you. No worries, no bills, no house payments. I can't wait. Okay, so anyway, the story. This is called The Woodcutter's Wisdom. All right? Now there was this old woodcutter. And he's over here in the woods. Every day he's inking out a living, cutting wood. He's like, he's cutting wood. Oh man, this is really hard work, but you know what? At least it puts food on my table, so I'm happy about that. And so he just keeps whacking away wood, cutting wood, selling wood. A lot of hard work. He didn't have a chainsaw, by the way. Most of us got chainsaws, and we're just sawing away, right? No, he just had this old axe. They kept it really sharp. Well, then one day, this horse, beautiful white horse, comes running out of the woods to his barn. I say running out of the woods. Neighing!
Neigh!
Good horsey. Okay, that's good. That, yeah, nice. Very good. Beautiful white horse comes running out of the woods, right up to a woodcutter. And all these town people, they gather around and say, oh, woodcutter, look at your fortune. It's like, here's this beautiful white horse. And he can be sold for so much money that you can sit there. You don't have to sit there and hammer away at cutting wood and selling it for practically nothing. He said, you can sell this horse, make lots of money, and retire in your old age. The old woodcutter says, how can you sell a friend? How can you just write them off? This is not just a horse, this is a friend. I don't sell my friends. Well, the old townspeople, they were like, oh, silly woodcutter. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He is like crazy. He could sell that horse and make lots of money. And they all walked away thinking the woodcutter was out of his mind. Well, guess what? The horse isn't such a nice horse because he broke out of his pen and he ran away, but not stroll, ran, jog, galloped, moved quickly. Okay, good. And the townspeople, they all come back. We told you, you silly woodcutter, we told you. You should have sold him. Now somebody has stolen your horse, and you're going to be a poor old woodcutter for the rest of your life. You're such a bozo. What do you think you're doing? You should have sold him. Now your horse is gone. And the woodcutter's like, don't speak so quickly. Only say that the horse is gone. We don't know whether somebody took him. All we know is that the horse is gone, and I have to go cut some more wood. Whoa, the townspeople are like, silly woodcutter. He's never going to get it. He's going to be poor the rest of his life. And so They all walked away, ran, and, you know, just stole away. And guess what?
The horse came back.
And guess who the horse came back with?
A man.
A lot of his buddies. He had a bunch of buddy horses out there in the woods, and they all came back. Then there's buddy horses behind him. Come on, horsey. You gallop back along with your buddies. Now, the woodcutter... One more time? Okay, good. I'm still going to work on it. Now the horse came back, and he's got like a dozen of his buddies with him. Well, guess who showed up?
The people of town.
The people of town, yes, they showed up. Oh, woodcutter, you were right, we were wrong. Look at this, your horse has returned. He brought 12 of his friends. Man, with a little work, you could break all these horses and sell them for lots of money. And the woodcutter goes, again, you speak so quickly. State only that my horse has returned and that he has brought 12 of his friends with him. We don't know whether they're valuable or not valuable. We don't know whether we can break them or not break them. All we know is I now have 13 horses. Well, townspeople are like, he does not realize his fortune. He does not realize all the money he's going to make. And so they walked off. Well, the woodcutter had a son. And this son started breaking the horses. And he was getting along pretty good. He had a number of the horses already broken, so, you know, we can ride them around and stuff like that. Maybe we can ride this horse later. And he started riding the horses around, and guess what happened to his son? He fell off one of the horses, and he broke his leg.
Ow.
Guess who showed up?
The townspeople.
The townspeople again. Oh, woodcutter, you're such a bozo. Again, we tell you, this is such a misfortune. This is a curse for you. Look, all these horses returned. You could have sold these horses. No, instead, your son fell off the horse and broke his leg. Now, who's going to take care of you in your old age? Because your son broke his leg. And the woodcutter's like, I'm just tired of you guys. He says, only say that my son broke his leg. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. All I know is my son broke his leg and I have to take care of my son. Well, the townspeople was like, oh, this woodcutter, I mean, this way, dude didn't have all his marbles, right? And so, guess what showed up? A war. A war showed up. And this little country was fighting this bigger country, and they're going to lose. The woodcutter's country, they're going to lose, right? And the army comes to, and they're grabbing all the young boys, the young men, to take them off to war. And they, all the townspeople, are like, oh, they're all whining and moaning, and because they're carrying out because their sons are going off to war, and they're not coming back. Because that's a losing battle. But guess who didn't go?
The woodcutter.
The woodcutter's son. Why?
Because
he broke his leg. And so here come the townspeople. Oh, you were right, woodcutter. This is such a blessing for you. Your son's leg is broken. He's not going to war. He's going to war. They're not coming back. And the woodcutter's like, I can't talk to you people anymore. He says, I'm so sad. He says, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. All I know is my son's not going off to war. And then that's all I know. I don't know anything else. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen a year from now. All I know is my son's here and yours is not. Well, they all walked off, off the war. And who's the smart guy?
Woodcutter.
Why is the woodcutter smart?
Because he kept those instead of selling them, because he didn't sell them, the son broke his leg and his son got his thing instead of going to die.
Did the woodcutter assume anything?
No.
He just took every day as one day at a time, right?
Yeah.
You guys know what you're going to have for lunch today?
No.
Maybe you would.
Maybe you would? We better have a chat with your parents. I don't know about that one. You guys know what's going to happen tomorrow?
No.
Have you ever looked at somebody and you don't know who they are and you just automatically assume, I don't like him. Yeah, I don't like his hair. Okay, horsey. You can not be a horsey anymore, by the way. Very good.
Yeah.
So, You ever look at somebody and say, oh, I'm not going to like them? And you don't even know them, right? So you got to get to know them. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right?
No, we don't.
Is Jesus going to come tomorrow?
No.
I don't know either. But are we going to be ready for him?
Yeah.
Of course we are. We're going to be ready for whatever happens tomorrow, no matter whether it's tomorrow or a year from now, or hopefully before I die, because I sure would like to see that happen before I die. So, we'll wait for Jesus to come. And we'll take every day a day at a time, right? All right. Horses, you can return to your corrals.
Offering to Robert.
Oh, and don't forget the offering as you go to your corrals.